35-year-old Camisa Michael operates a tea business in front of her home, located only about 20 meters from a petrol station. Michael says because of her business close proximity to the gas station, she constantly worries about her family's safety.
This is completely wrong. We have talked a lot, but no one is listening. Everyone is working for money, and money is playing its role. But for sure, a petrol station like this cannot be allowed to operate within residential areas, because if there is fire break, it will not be limited to the owners of the petrol station, but will affect everyone in the area. You see a petrol station here, and there is another one there, just within this small space.
Susan Aligo, a resident of Juba's Nyakron suburb, says she and other neighbors recently witnessed a terrifying incident when a fuel tanker trying to offload at a petrol station caught fire.
We ran and ran to escape fire. The government needs to look into this and try to take this petrol station away from residential areas.
Juba City Mayor Flora Gabriel Modi says petroleum companies operating in the city are guided by safety requirements and says the council is considering closing down stations that are operating illegally.
It's dangerous for our citizens in Juba. We have seen there's a lot of petrol stations within the residential areas, and the government and the state government, city council, thought of suspending their selected petrol stations where they are not actually coping with the requirements of the area, because you cannot put a petrol station near a residential area. If anything happens, it will make a disaster. There are some petrol stations who are given license without the right procedures.
Juba resident Abraham Apes says it is clear that more petrol stations are operating in residential areas across South Sudan's capital, which he says poses a danger to people in the city.
Like the petrol station we heard about it yesterday, that is got banned. If it had happened within the city here, this will have affected many people. This petrol station need to be reduced and not built so close to each other. Now, the petrol station have become too many, like jobs, and that is not good.
Mawa Moses, a member of a Central Equatoria State Committee tasked to screen petrol station in the city of Juba, says in response to the outcry, Central Equatoria State Governor Emmanuel Adil Anthony has ordered a crackdown on stations within residential areas.
So far this morning we have closed 15 petrol stations, and we are going to do more. We will review the previous recommendations, and we will make sure that if there are still other petrol stations that are also confirmed that they are dangerous to the lives of people, who will close. We want to advise all those that their petrol stations have been closed not to open them, because if they open, there will be measures that will be taken.
On Sunday night, a fuel tanker caught fire and exploded in Juba's Gumbo suburb, prompting the Juba City Council to launch an investigation. In 2016, at least 6 people were killed and 9 others wounded after a fuel tanker veered off the road and exploded in the Gumbo residential area. In 2015, more than 200 people were killed following a fuel tanker explosion in Maridi County of Western Equatoria State. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.